LD 1616, an act to make the description of the state seal gender neutral and depict one of the human images on the state flag as female, presented by Representative Terry of Gorton.
Good afternoon. So before we get started, apologies. I just noticed that the LD is wrong on my testimony. So you can scratch that out and put 1616 on there. Apologies. Three bills in one time block. Okay. Good afternoon, Senator Nangle, Representative Stover, and esteemed members of the State and Local Government Committee. I am Maureen Terry, representing Gorham in House District 108. I'm happy to be here to present LD 1616, an act to make the description of the state seal gender neutral and depict one of the human images on the state flag as female. I'm proud to introduce this bill that came to me from a constituent who is exceptionally passionate about Maine people being more equitably depicted on the Maine flag. His proposal would do this by directing the Secretary of State to commission a redesign of the state flag depicting one of the figures as female. This bill seeks to bring our antiquated flag into the modern era and acknowledge that men and women are equal and proud contributors to our state's economy and culture. The bill will also amend the law governing the state seal to similarly affect the intention of the bill by making the descriptions of the figures on the seal gender neutral. It would do this by changing husbandman to farmer and seaman to sailor. I appreciate your time and I'm grateful for the opportunity to present this bill on behalf of my constituent. I'm happy to take any questions if anybody has any.
Thank you, Representative Terry. Does anybody have any questions? Seeing none.
All right.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Are there any other co-sponsors that would like to speak on this bill? Is there a member of the public who would like to speak in favor of LD 1616?
Good afternoon, Senator Nangle, Representative Stover, and honorable members of the Committee on State and Local Government. So can I ask if you can hear me, by the way?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. My name is Ryan. I'm currently a college student studying architecture and proud to call Maine my home. Today, I present the testimony in favor of LD 1616, an act to make the description of the state seal gender neutral and depict one of the human figures on the state flag as female. From my upbringing, I have found it important to have goals to create an equitable lifestyle. With this, I would like to propose just that goal. The flag should represent Maine as what it is, a diverse and equal state to all. The current state flag and seal represents the people of our state, which needs to be expanded to modern standards. A seaman symbolizes our state's hardworking marine industry, and the farmer represents the economic state of the land and the workers who farm our beautiful state. These figures, however, must go further to fully adhere to our state's values. With this proposal, it would change husbandman to farmer and seaman to sailor. This is a must to represent all the hardworking people of our state. Today, a large number of women, of course, are in the workforce along with men. So it is proposed that this be a woman of color to further represent Maine for what it is, a land not that only sees the first light in the Union, but the first woman of color on a state flag, satisfying the value of a land free and welcome to all. And you may be asking yourself why the state flag needs to change. I actually see it as something completely relevant for a few different reasons. One being an issue of economics. The fact is that our state needs more youth for future growth and economic development. And the new state flag should support these modern ideas and hopefully bring younger families into the state. And to add to that, baby boomers are continuously exiting the workforce according to state statistics. So that demographic is, of course, only increasing. So not supporting these changes supporting youth identities for the future may result in kind of a worse economic decline and worker shortages in the future. Utah and Mississippi recently also have made news changing their flags. So why shouldn't Maine join other states in creating an easily recognizable identity for our state? Second point is, of course, diversity. In a 2004 brief, a little bit old, but from the Maine Department of Labor, 48% of women are in the workforce compared to 52% of men, with that number only increasing to modernity. And this With this in mind, I would see three options. So one, as the bill proposes, replacing one of the men with a woman on the flag. And two, which wouldn't use people, would actually rather avoid the controversies of human figure and would use an adaptation of the state's current flag and seal with more anonymous symbolism. And third, adopting the original state flag, which already has been accepted amongst contemporaries as kind of our unofficial identity. This is, of course, as a larger point, not about wokeness and changing history, but something that would more logically represent Maine people as a whole. So I hope you will consider these improvements. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. DeSantis? No. Seeing none, is there anyone else who would like to testify in favor of LD 1616? Seeing none, is there anyone who would like to testify in opposition to LD 1616? Seeing none, is there anyone that would like to testify neither for nor against LD 1616?
Senator Nangle, Representative Stover, and distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on State and Local Government, I am presenting testimony on behalf of Secretary Shana Bellows, Maine Secretary of State, and myself, Kate McBrien, Maine State Archivist. Neither the Department of Secretary of State nor the state Maine State Archives, which falls under the department's jurisdiction, have a formal position on LD 1616. But we do believe we have useful information that may assist the committee in its deliberations on this important legislation. The seal for the state of Maine was first passed by the first Maine legislature in June of 1820. A subcommittee of the legislature was designated to design a seal, for which Representative Isaac Reed of Waldoboro, along with his stepdaughter, Bertha Smoos, and I apologize, I'm probably not pronouncing her last name correctly, is credited with writing the description, which listed the required elements of the state seal. Dr. Benjamin Vaughn of Hollowell is credited with the first drawing of the seal. While there has been some variety in artistic expression of the elements of the seal over time, the legal description of the state seal has not changed since throughout our state's 203-year history. I then, just to make this quick for you, I included a copy of the legislative, the statutory, actually, language describing the elements of the state seal, which is also included on the statutory requirements for the current Maine state flag, which asks that the state seal be placed in the middle of a blue field. And so, because I, as you know, I do this, I also brought the original 1820 legislation specifying the design of the Maine state seal here for you to see today. So as you consider LD 1610, we believe that this historical information will prove helpful in your consideration, and I'm very happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have any questions for Ms. McBrien?
Great. Thank you.
And she's going to do show and tell.
Do a little walk. May I walk around?
Yeah. Very great. You prefer you hopped, but I'm just going to put in a plug for the State Archives. They really have an amazing collection, and you can find a lot of it online.
The sponsor gets to see it.
Great. Is there anyone else who would like to testify neither for nor against LD 1616? Does anyone have any questions for the analyst? I have a question, actually. So in Ms. McBrien's testimony, she indicates that the seal is described in Title I, Chapter 9, Subsection 201, but this legislation would amend Section 1, 1 MRSA 201, or is that the same? Are we looking at the same, altering the same statute? Okay, all right. So I don't need that question answered. Thank you. Okay, any other questions for the analyst? Seeing none, Thank you.